All right, it is a Wednesday morning, and tomorrow evening it's going to be, I hesitate to make the comparison, but my frame of reference is TV shows, and if you've ever seen Shark Tank, this is going to be kind of a local live version of that, where eight local entrepreneurs are going to pitch for small business funding. It's called Catapult 2018. Joining us right now is the incubator manager at The Underground, Matt Fernandez. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here this morning. So tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow evening.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a great event coming up here. It starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Underground 301 Huron Avenue in the basement of Sperry's. But basically, we got eight competitors from different fields. You know, we got food and beverage, all the way to nonprofits and technology companies. And they're all going to be pitching their best ideas in 4 minutes. A panel of judges is going to vote on them. First place will receive $2,500 and actually move on to the regional competition, where they will be competing against seven other counties for a chance at another $6,000.
Wow.
And then second place, $1,500, and a People's Choice Award of $250, where everyone in the audience will get to vote.
Are these people that are all currently working with the Underground?
I would say it's about half and half. Okay. Some that are just brand new, just got the idea, and then a couple that are in our incubator program and just coworkers.
It's interesting. I noticed that, looking at this list of eight, and we can kind of go through this, very diverse, very different. You don't have any two that are quite exactly the same. Was that on purpose?
Not really, actually. I mean, we just kind of, went through the ideas. They're all different, so we're all like, we'll throw them all in there and, let them go head to head.
They are very different. Can we kind of go through the list and talk about those that are going to be presenting tomorrow evening?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the industry, Josh Sabo, this is a nonprofit agency.
Yep. He is actually helping out the community, trying to place 18 to 25-year-olds, I believe, who don't want to go the traditional path of college, or maybe it's not for them, or maybe not right now. And he wants to help them find careers and kind of find their passion in life.
That's great. And win some rewards. This is Chris Smith and Michael Sharber.
Yep. That's like a health and fitness app that kind of connects bigger companies to, let's say, a goal that an individual has. And if they hit that goal, they might get, let's say, a sweatshirt from Nike or something like that.
Oh, okay. So it gives you added incentive to hit the gym
other
than just losing that 20 pounds that you gained over
exactly.
Christmas. Forever 2 LLC. This is Pat Coughlin. Formerly from Coughlin Jewelers.
Yeah, so they are coming out with a new wedding band. I'm not really sure what exactly is different, but he's going to tell us all about it tomorrow night.
I've been hearing about Mark Hanton's honey mustard sauce, his money sauce, and he is actually he's going for big business here, right?
Yeah, I've heard about the sauce. I haven't tried it. So, Mark, if you're listening, you got to bring us samples.
I bet he will. Yeah, that's interesting. And again, something that he just kind of started doing out of his home and turning it into a business and looking for some funding to get it off the ground. Golden Laser Designs.
Yeah, so this is one of our incubator clients, and they actually can basically etch anything you want with a laser on essentially anything. So let's say you would take your logo, you can put it on a piece of pie, you can put it on a metal sheet or anything like that. So he has a wide range of different things he can etch on.
Keith Graham with his South of Heaven Beverage Company.
Yep. I think the first one he's going to make is a Bloody Mary mix. I've heard it's excellent, so it should be awesome.
All right. Niche 9 is, this is interesting. This is like looking for creative space for artists and musicians, right?
Yeah, exactly. He wants to open up kind of like a production studio for local musicians and artists.
All right, very good. And Activio.
Activio. That's kind of like a, let's say, the Google for searching for activities in local areas and stuff like that.
This is interesting. It's a list of very diverse, entrepreneurs all looking for funding. And again, that is the winner tomorrow evening, as you said, will go on to the regional competition.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Fantastic stuff. Dan Casey is the executive director of the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County. Dan, this is a great way to really foster entrepreneurs, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we've been doing this for the last 3 years in the region. We're very fortunate to have grant money from the state of Michigan that allows us to provide the prizes to the companies. But it's really all about trying to grow the climate here and the number of people that are trying to get their own businesses started.
Yeah, and again, this is something that is being fostered locally and regionally and statewide too, isn't it?
Well, this isn't a statewide competition per se. Right. It's a Region 6, so it's a seven-county competition. Mm-hmm. But at the state level, they've certainly put a lot of money and a lot of emphasis all across the state of Michigan in starting these type of competitions. The state of Michigan has 15 designated smart zones. Those are areas where they're trying to generate new technology companies or supporting companies. And they have a number of programs, funding sources, incubators, accelerators, and so on. So this is just a continuation of the state's effort to try to grow new businesses in Michigan.
If there is an entrepreneur listening this morning that says, well, I'd really like to get my business off the ground, obviously it's too late to get in on the competition, but there are resources available for them, aren't there?
Yeah, so first of all, we launched the Underground Incubator. Matt has come along, and he's putting full-time effort over there into helping companies and providing services. So Matt, why don't you tell them a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. So we got a lot of different things going on at the Underground. For one, we like to help startups and small businesses kind of strategize their growth and kind of launch into the future. So we have an incubation program where they come in, we set them up with a team of, let's say, four individuals, one from financial services, one from their industry, myself, and then another. And then we'll kind of help them strategize their goals, like I said, and then keep them on track with those goals. And also we can help them find funding if they need. Beyond that, we offer just standard co-working space, private offices, and meeting rooms for leadership training, job hiring, anything like that.
Entrepreneurs are important to our economy here in St. Clair County, aren't they, Dan?
Yeah, you know, actually, nationally, studies have shown that small businesses create the majority of jobs in the country. As many as 60% of all jobs are created by small enterprises. And so it's really become a national effort for many, many years at the local level to try to help people get businesses started. And besides that, I think for us, it's one way to bring people back to the area, right? They don't have to come back here and look for a job. They can come back here and create their own job.
Absolutely.
You know, and you see a lot of trends nationally, too, of people who, you know, have worked in the past in Silicon Valley or places like that, who now can remotely work.
Yeah.
And sometimes all they need is a place like the Underground or the Roost to locate in, and other times they can work right from their home. And so as much as, you know, our organization is trying to attract industry to the area, we're also trying to attract people to come back. To come back home and start their businesses right here in their backyard, you know, where they came
from. Yeah, yeah. The business pitches tomorrow night. This is going to be 6 p.m. And where's it going to be? Right at the Underground?
Yep, at the Underground, 301 Huron Avenue, just in the basement there.
Okay, at the Sperry's building.
Yep, yep.
All right, fantastic. Dan, I want to switch gears real quick. Last week there was big news about General Motors, you know, trimming its workforce, closing plants. Obviously, that doesn't affect us directly because we don't have a GM plant in St. Clair County. But when you hear of massive layoffs like that, you do wonder about the effect on parts suppliers. And so you started picking up the phone and calling a lot of our local factories, didn't you?
Well, you know, we all lived through the recession and, you know, some pretty difficult times, and that was a historic event, quite honestly. So even though the automotive industry has these cycles, right, and we're going into another one probably in 2020. And so I think part of General Motors' effort was to preserve some cash, to prepare for new investments they're making in autonomous and electric vehicles, but also it was recognition that some tough times are ahead and they want to put some money in the bank for that. But beyond that, they're really what they're doing, I think, is retooling their workforce, especially white-collar workers, engineers, and so forth, because in the past they used a lot of mechanical and electrical engineers to do their work. Today they're using a lot of computer programmers, right? So it's a little bit different skill set. They still need those other folks as well, but not as many of them. And so I think what they're doing right now is preparing for what will be a dramatic shift in the automotive industry in the next couple of years, where they're going to be introducing new electric vehicles, specifically, you know, in the sedan market. They're going to be introducing these new vehicles, and they're also adopting autonomous technology in the vehicles. That just requires a different skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if you see similar announcements coming from Ford Motor Company in the near future, probably after the first of the year.
Yeah.
So we're a long way from where we will be. At the end of the day, what I think will happen is we'll have probably fewer employees working at GM and Ford, there'll be more automation in those in the plants than we have today, but they're still going to have a lot of highly skilled people working there. I don't think they're in any way reducing their footprints in Michigan, so I don't expect them to completely close any plants down. I think right now it's temporary closures.
Yeah.
We did do a survey of our industry here and our supply base. Right now we haven't found any kind of appreciable impact. Not everybody has replied yet to the survey, but those who have replied are reporting no job losses anticipated as a result of it. So that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be watching that certainly closely in the weeks and months ahead. Dan, thanks for coming in, and we appreciate you being here. Matt, thank you as well. And again, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, the Catapult Business Competition in the underground at the Sperry's Building. Guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.